The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
General Motors workers are on strike. First time in 12 years, nearly 50,000 GM workers went out at midnight. So it's part of the United Auto Workers Union and GM breaking down talks over the weekend. This could mean a stop in production for they don't know how long till they iron things out, but no cars, no auto parts, nothing coming out of the GM plants.
And
the weekend drone attacks on huge Saudi oil processing plant could mean higher gas prices this week. So in what has been, they have yet to describe who did the drone strikes, but the president tweeted that, you know, we have a pretty good idea, a.k.a. Iran, and that we were locked and loaded, ready to retaliate.
The footage of it is just insanity. It's like the world's coming to an end. The photos and everything, or pictures.
The oil fields.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
Well,
so the attacks
see the
crippled
footage,
their
There's got to be some footage of that, of like what a drone attack looks like. Because you hear those terms now over there in that theater of war. A lot of it has been using drones. You don't hear soldiers attacking. There's been multiple of these drone attacks. And I'm like, what's the drone?
Yeah, how big?
What toys do they have?
Yeah.
And this is that proxy war that's going on between Iran and the Saudis happening currently in Yemen. So when they always refer to those Houthi rebels, they're fighting their own government in Yemen. And the government is supported by the Saudis. The Houthi rebels are getting their weapons from Iran. So this is one of these wars that are affecting us. And I don't know if we want to get involved, but we've been for a while. The Saudis, when they get picked on, we're their older brother.
So gas prices are probably going to increase, most likely.
Yeah, filled up over the weekend.
I didn't. I passed
so many gas stations and thought, oh, those prices are good. And now that's probably not going to be the case. So, sorry out there. There is talk in New York City of banning chocolate milk in public schools.
Okay.
That's just cruelty. They're saying that the school chancellor out there is mulling over the idea of nixing it over the concerns of sugar content.
I thought chocolate milk was good. They advertise it now like as a thing to do after a workout.
Yes. Right.
A post-workout, you know. Do your chocolate milk. No, I'm done. Almost like muscle milk. Like the original muscle milk was chocolate milk.
It's got like the right feel of protein and sugar and fat that like gives you great energy or like restores your body after a workout. I don't know if maybe their concern is that these kids aren't necessarily working out.
Yeah, they're just,
drinking chocolate milk.
Yummy.
This is New York where they kind of always want to ban everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the ones that got rid of the Big Gulp.
Yeah, the Big Gulp.
We should see, what are the numbers?
I know.
I'm curious like what the matrix could be. Like now we're how many years out from banning the Big Gulp?
Yeah.
Are people getting slimmer?
I don't think they are, Jeff.
I don't
because,
know.
Hold on, a nationwide study just came out that obesity is on a 40% increase in the nation.
It's going up.
It's up.
But like I drank Big Gulps when I was a kid, but I know a lot of people drink Big Gulps if like you're in a pick, you know, if you're in a truck, like manual guys are like driving all day, you always see them if you go in and get gas. They're running in and they're loaded up on either the Big Gulp, I think, for the sugar buzz and the caffeine.
Yeah.
Or they're getting like a monster drink or
something big, everything big. Everything. So, all right. So no chocolate milk, or is this just
the
idea?
I mean, they say 2/3 of all the milk served is like flavored. And I think for a lot of kids, it's like they don't necessarily like milk, but they'll drink chocolate milk.
That's what I'm saying. Are they drinking regular milk? Because as an ex-class clown, there is nothing better than seeing milk come out of another kid's nose. That's literally drop the mic. Thank you, guys. You guys have been a great crowd. And you run to second grade. But when you get somebody to explode.
Oh, it's the greatest.
The big
so
one,
gross.
You catch them in mid-gulp, and you get them wrong, they hear something wrong, and they just, boom! I remember getting in trouble a couple of times.
No, really?
It's not like I was hilarious, but just saying the right word at the right time.
Yeah.
And you see that milk come out of their nose.
Spray. Blah. You can never get that taste out of your nose.
Especially chocolate milk.
I Just saying. Today is National Guacamole Day. Please try to not put that through your nose, hey, okay?
But try to- good news for everybody, by the way, for all you guac freaks, avocado prices are down.
Right?
Did Thank you notice?
Goodness.
They said last week the average price was like $2. I don't see that. But now that's down to it's pretty much its regular price. Like
nationally, $1.16 an avocado as of Friday. So it was $2.10 back earlier in the summer, you know, guacamole season.
Yeah.
Who has guac on a Monday? It just seems decadent.
It does kind of seem
decadent. It is Omaha Restaurant Week, though. It's continuing. It started last Friday. So I guess if you're going to the restaurants, mm-hmm. order the fresh guac.
If you are going out, you might want to consider what you're wearing. Apparently, that is one of the biggest hang-ups about people dining out. The thing that stresses people out the most about going to a restaurant is what they're going to wear. Is that, I mean, that is actually like what half
that.
Of Americans
wow.
think is that like what they're going to wear out is going to be the biggest thing that they decide. See, I would have thought menu peeping, which we talked about before, where it's like, what am I going to eat? I'm going to look at the menu first.
I think you're one of the rare people who makes menu peeping a thing.
I would agree.
Most of us just thought that that was like, I guess I do it. I don't even think about it.
I know there's a name for it.
But deciding what you wear, yeah, that's a big deal anytime you go out.
Yeah, especially that date or anything like that. All right, 938-9400. We got traffic right here. And don't forget, we have Val's Pumpkin Patch tickets with the adventure tickets as well.
And up next, we're going to speak with Gene Klein from Project Harmony. Friday night, we had an amazing halfway to St. Patty's Day. Just want to do a little recap with Gene.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, happy days to you. 938-9400. Also, this up on our Facebook page, Big Party Show. Like it, love it, do what you gotta do, find it.
Friday, we got out and did some St. Patty's Day celebrations with Project Harmony at a Champions Run. We had a blast, had a huge crowd. We got the executive director of Project Harmony, Gene Klein.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have fun Friday, right?
That was a good time, yeah. Halfway to St. Patty's
Day. Halfway to St. Patty's Day, I'm sorry.
Yes.
In case you thought it was March.
It felt like the real deal, though.
Yes. It did.
Yeah. It felt like the real deal all day long. That's a fantastic event, by the way. Who won do you have?
I do have. So, there were two big awards. There were lots of prizes that were given out throughout the night.
Sure.
Lori Johnson won the pot of gold, which was $2,500.
Okay.
Marsha Keith won the trip to Ireland.
Trip to Ireland.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody who came. Thanks to everybody who went online and bought a raffle ticket who couldn't even be there. But if you haven't gone, go next year. Because this is becoming an awesome deal.
You know, it started off a really small group of people said, we want to do something to support Project Harmony 15 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of them happened to like St. Patty's Day and said, let's do it one halfway to St. Patty's Day. Seriously.
I like it.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of regulars.
Yeah, there are. We had over 550, I think, 560-something at the event, which has grown every year. It'll raise about $75,000 for Project Harmony. So
Has that grown from the first time you did this?
Well, I think there were maybe 30 people the first time we did it.
Wow.
So each year there's add, and it's gotten, just a lot more fun, more of a party atmosphere, great music, drinks, food. It was all great.
And then also Project Harmony right out here. That's your headquarters,
120th
right?
and Q, yep.
You guys have grown immensely.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know, I've been there 18 years. When I started, I was the fifth employee. We have about 100 employees now, and we saw maybe 300 kids a year. Our child abuse side will serve about 2,800 this year.
Okay.
So when I first got to see you guys was when the location just south of the interstate on 72nd.
Yep.
And that was one of those deals where I went in, somebody else, suggested us in there for radio, had no idea what it was and was blown away by how important this facility is.
You know, in the past, kids would go all over the community when there was an allegation of abuse or neglect. And so we just kind of have centralized that now and put it all in one place. So we have police detectives, state child protective service workers on site. About 280 people work on the campus on 120. anything Q.
Wow, that's amazing.
And so if people wanted to reach out or wanted to be, you know, aware of Project Harmony.
You know, our website has lots of great information. If you want information about abuse and neglect, unfortunately, it happens at high rates.
Only
here. But if you need information on the issue, we've got lots on our website. If you want to get involved, there's lots of ways to volunteer. We have a wish list that we need, routine things for the kids as they come through. So if you want to get involved, just jump on our website and at projectharmony.com.
And talk about as well being the pledge. Take the pledge to be someone in the life of a child.
You know, part of our goal here is to get our community informed and engaged in this fight against child abuse and neglect. And the pledge is really simply some info that you would learn about child abuse.
Sure.
It takes about 5 minutes to do it and says, I'm someone that's going to step up when I see it happening and report it when it needs to be.
Taking that pledge is stepping up. It's projectbesomeone.org.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And go online, and that's what we wanted to push. Yeah. So we raised $75,000 Friday. How far does that go?
We have a lot of need. We have about a $10 million budget. And so $75,000 is going to be directed toward our medical evaluations. Last year, we averaged about 75 exams a month. Those are up to about 135 a month. So those are kids where there's a serious allegation of physical or sexual abuse, and the medical is a part of that evaluation.
So the priority of this need is so high up there. It must be harder and harder to compete in this town as it grows. There's so many amazing charities.
You know, we all kind of are in the same pot when it comes to serving children. So whether you're supporting an after-school program or an abuse response program, it all works to make sure our kids are safe in this community.
That's why you got to throw a good party.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it was another good party.
What was it that you discovered Friday party?
The whiskey.
The Irish Mule.
Irish Mule. Is that what that's called?
No. Oh,
the Moscow
Lord.
Mule is traditionally a vodka, whatever it is, in the copper.
Ginger beer.
Mm-hmm. Ginger beer.
I had one, and I went back, and like I do, I double-fisted the rest of the night.
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh, dear
Classy.
Boy.
Classy. Well, if you had bigger glasses, I mean, it wouldn't be an issue, right? Yeah.
Oh, man. Moderation is key when you're dealing with whiskey.
So we're public distributing. We had lots of Guinness. We had lots of Irish whiskey. And the confidence was had. People were dancing. It was good. Last couple of years, we've had to kick people out, which is a good sign.
Yeah, it was done by 10 o'clock, but everyone got home safe.
Yes, we did.
And came back to work Monday morning, right?
Yeah, people stayed safe.
Gene,
all right,
thank you, man.
Thank you, Gene. Project Harmony. And if people want to go take that pledge, it is projectbesomeone.org for Project Harmony.
Great.
So
thank you.
Gene Klein, thanks to everybody and all the volunteers. You guys had so many volunteers and so many people gave great prizes.
It was
so
awesome. Yeah.
Thank you once again.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Hello. Good morning, 938-9400. Don't forget, we do have tickets to the Ballast Pumpkin Patch. Just open up Friday. I was trying to get to the event.
The last week of summer.
Yeah, it is.
Means Valas is open.
That's right. And everyone's telling me, avoid that area when you're driving because it is just nothing but gridlock. Everyone trying to get in there and out of there. It's amazing. These also come up with four adventure passes, which paintball is included with that. So if you're a paintball fanatic, then that's part of it. Also, you'll get some discounts on pumpkin purchasing and also the train ride ticket.
Whee!
Well, I'm a paintball fanatic.
Yes, you are.
Am I going to be out there in the parking lot with all my gear on?
Yeah.
You guys are out there with your kids?
He's gone full paintball mode. Scary.
Very much so. All right, so Beyonce is coming up. She's got a little surprise for you guys tonight. We'll get to that here just in a little bit.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Beyonce has a special on ABC tonight. This came out of nowhere. It's all for the Gift album. It was the album that she did separately from The Lion King, which was like a huge Disney project this summer. And Beyonce did most of the music. Well, this is a behind the scenes of how she did it.
So it's just Lion King music. So is that songs I've heard before?
No, some of them that she wrote originally. So that was the whole thing about The Gift, was the fact that she wrote music inspired by The Lion King.
Inspired by The Lion King.
Making the Gift will be on ABC tonight at 9 o'clock.
Right after Dances with the Stars. I mean, we'll all be watching anyway, y'all.
Yes, sir.
The new season kicks off. Last night they had the new Masked Singer came out. It's that time of year where all the fall programming starts rolling
so
out.
So kicked off last night, Dance with the Stars did?
No. Oh. I said the Masked Singer.
No. I saw the promo for it, and I always laugh because it shows that, who's that funny comedian who's one of the judges, Ken? Ken Young or whatever, like in the promo, he goes, I didn't see that coming. I thought, how many times has he said that line?
Over and over.
It's called The Masked Singer. You have no idea who anyone is until they take their helmet off. I didn't see that coming.
But this was also the show last season that we all trolled on account of the fact that they were talking. Well, no, because they would be like, I don't know. Is it Beyonce? Jeez, is it Lady Gaga? You're like, fools, you know that it's none of those people.
Of course not. It's always on the level of, I think it's Bruce Springsteen, and then the helmet comes off and it's Carrot Top. I didn't see that coming.
I know. Like, this is wishful guessing. If all of us could just have wishful guessing. Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in prison. She's the first celebrity parent to be facing some sort of time for that college admissions scandal.
It doesn't seem like very much, does it? I mean, I know they're pushing for at least 30, but...
That was the John Legend quote, though. He goes, why are people out for blood on this? So he was making a rant about how we throw too many people in jail. We should be leveling down and not leveling up.
Agreed.
Meaning people get mad when they say, you know, some poor guy gets arrested on the side of the road and he gets, you know, a ton of time, and rich people get a little bit of time. We need to add more time to the rich people. He's like, no. Everyone's getting too much. Sentences are too big.
All right, yes. So she has a $30,000 fine. She has 250 hours of community service and on probation for a year. And she only paid $15,000 in this whole thing to get her daughter, you know, the step up. Who's the other girl that...
Lori Loughlin. She's the one that didn't take the plea deal. Yeah. And now she's... of course, Lori Loughlin's like, I should have taken the plea deal. But she's going to be the poster girl for them going after this.
I'm telling you, Molly, you're going to have to go through this. By the time your kids get to college age, who knows what kind of minefield you're going to have to work through of a bribery...
I agree.
Extortion.
If you think for a second I'm cracking open my pocketbook, I mean, like,
Peter,
have you met my husband? He will not. He'll be like, if you don't get in there on your own merits, too stinking bad. The world needs ditch diggers, too.
We'll see.
Well, college enrollment is down across the country, so it's not just locally. And the story was, they're saying you might need to start aiming your kids at healthcare or manufacturing education.
Yeah.
Because those are real jobs.
They are. And they're
the trades,
security,
man.
You know.
Go get yourself a trade gig. Laura Dern is not dating Bradley Cooper. Apparently, there was a buzz because photos of Bradley Cooper and Laura Dern being hanging out together had surfaced, and everyone thought maybe this was the new lady in Bradley's life. And she's saying, no, Laura it's Dern. Just
I think he just has to keep
friends.
A woman around him at all times in case Lady Gaga is out there.
Yeah.
Dun. Dun. He can hear in the distance.
Tell me something, boy.
He leans over to Laura. Just make out with me for the next 60 seconds until she passes.
If there were 99 people, I'd be like, oh, God.
He can hear her in the lobby.
Person.
Oh, my God. She found me.
She's here. Post Malone, number one album. He dropped his new album, Hollywood's Bleeding, and people are digging it. He landed in the number one spot for Billboard. Taylor holds on to number two, but Fear Inoculum by Tool, which was a surprise number one last week, dropped to number seven. So that will be...
That's this week.
I'm telling you, Post Malone is going to so normalize those face tattoos because the guy's just so cool.
Jeff, I like him.
He looks just like
we
this...
All do.
He looks just like this guy I dated in college. I kid you not.
Except the guy you dated in college didn't have face tattoos.
No, but he looked just like this guy. He had tattoos, just not on his face. He had them like on his hands and stuff like that. But he looked just like Post Malone. He was puffy like that. Like Post Malone's a little fluffy. Like I like that. Like he's got a little, you know, he's not like not Mr. like fit. He's not going to be taking his t-shirt off and hitting the beach.
All right, so this is a cut from what? This is Saint-Tropez?
Yeah. The clean version.
Don't cheat me. I want to hear some profanity.
You and me both.
All right.
I'm in Saint-Tropez. I had a check wrist.
What's the festival he's doing?
Posty Fest.
What is that Posty Fest? I know we talked about
it's
last
in November week. Down is in it? Texas. So that's the big one. This is the second annual.
Okay.
So
right,
he's trying so to make it. Before. He's trying to make it a thing.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. 402-938-9400. Coming up, we have what's trending.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.